This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I was wrong, folks. I was wrong, and I admit it. Yesterday, I was talking about the tax cuts that Gianforte just signed the day before, and had a bunch of callers calling in saying that we should cut taxes and eliminate state income taxes on Social Security income. And I said, no, it's better that what the legislature and Gianforte have done cutting. But I disagree, and I was wrong, and I'd never thought about the issue, and I reacted on air yesterday just with initial reactions, and I went home, and then I thought about it, and I've come to the conclusion that I do think it's a good idea to eliminate state income taxes on Social Security. And here's kind of my thought process and why I came to that conclusion. Okay, it's an argument to cut taxes. Okay, and that's ultimately what I agree with and what I support. I agree with cutting taxes, and I think it's a good argument to say, hey, we paid into this Social Security. Now we're getting our money back. There's no reason we should pay state income taxes on it. And I think that's a good argument. And I think there's lots of arguments out there for lots of different portions of the tax code and individuals with circumstances that you could argue they should have their tax cuts lowered or taxes lowered. And I agree with those arguments too. So any argument to cut taxes for specific instances, it's an argument to cut taxes, and I agree with it and I support it, and I was wrong to argue against that. And frankly, I'll just straight up admit it. We're taking phone calls all hour long, 406-294-0970. So I've admitted that I was wrong on that issue. Now, if you will allow me a little bit of latitude and leeway here to explain why I was initially reacting that way. And the reason is because we've just had massive tax cuts put in place in Montana. We're all married couples in Montana are looking at $3,500 back into their pockets, plus even more going into the future. And then I started getting calls from people saying, no, we shouldn't have given everybody tax cuts. We should have just singled out Social Security for tax cuts. And I just reacted poorly because I wanted to be positive about the tax cuts we are getting. And so that was kind of, you know, the way I reacted. And in reality, you know, look, let's take everybody's arguments for tax cuts and agree with them. Let's, what about single moms? Should single moms have to pay taxes? And we could go, you know, we could go down the list and talk about people on Social Security or this type of person or that type of person. And I'm going to support all of those now going forward. But here we go. In Montana, Gianforte providing $1,000 in property tax rebate checks to Montana homeowners. So that's $1,000 coming back to you. Also, tax rebates of up to $2,500 for couples filing jointly. $125 million to pay down the debt. $100 million into the highway fund to get matching federal funding. Business equipment tax exemption increase. Capital gains tax code changes, lowering the tax rates, fixing the tax code, all of those things.
Available at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Target, Rite Aid, and online. Navage, NAVAGE, clean nose, healthy life.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I'm getting all the messages, folks, of talking about how NATO is corrupt and NATO is evil and America's a communist country and America is a globalist country and America and NATO are the bad guys. And I'm getting all of those messages, folks. I beg of you people out there, please send me a message talking about how bad China and Russia are. Say something bad about our enemies. Don't just say stuff bad about America. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Bill in Billings. Bill, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks, David. I've been intently watching our Social Security taxation bill that Representative Fielder has brought before again. He did in 2021 as well. And it passed the House yesterday, but it had 23 Republicans vote no. And these people tout conservatism, and yet Zolnikoff, Mercer, Butcher, you all voted against this tax relief for us seniors. And believe me, I'm in that category.
What was their reasoning?
I have no idea. I haven't followed up
yet.
Okay,
you might figure out what their arguments are and what their reasonings are, just so that you would know.
I did email some of the committee members. One of them, a Republican, that voted against it coming out of the committee, they never did respond to my emails. So I'd like to know why on your statewide radio program, why our representatives have voted against this tax relief for seniors, yet the state brags about billions of dollars they've got. Well, the $120 million that they get from us seniors every year is minuscule in comparison to the big pile of cash that they currently have. And I find it borderline immoral not to relieve us seniors from having to again pay taxes on our taxed money.
So are you thankful and very, very grateful for the massive tax cuts that the seniors are going to get in Montana?
Oh, I think so, absolutely.
Because seniors are getting massive tax cuts, and people on Social Security are getting huge tax cuts. This is the biggest tax cut ever.
This is an animal of another color. This is something that has been going on for eons, and again, one of the few states that taxes the seniors. Oh, I'm grateful that there's it's an ethical point that the seniors that are living on a set income, yet the rising cost of everything in Montana, including real estate, groceries, and everything else, that we're still getting taxed on this money.
Yeah. Would you support eliminating taxes on single mothers?
No.
Why?
If they're working and contributing to the society, I think that, yeah, taxation, there is a reason to keep our roads up, and there is a reason to keep our military up and things like that. But not to, and the left says we need the Social Security monies for nursing homes, for food vouchers for the poor, blah, 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 blah. It's just taking from one and giving to another. That's not the way it's supposed to work out.
I agree with that. I mean, that's all the government can do is take from one and give to another.
Well, this is a prime example. Why can't we terminate it?
Yeah, no, I'm in favor of it. I take back my position yesterday. I thought about it last night, and I'm in favor of it. But I'm also in favor of eliminating taxes on single mothers. I'm also in favor of eliminating taxes on people that are struggling in other situations. I guess I'll take issue with you is you asking for tax cuts for yourself while opposing tax cuts for other people that are in difficult situations. Whereas I support them all, and I don't know what the Republicans would say that voted against that bill. My assumption would be is that, hey, we're giving tax cuts to everybody, and seniors on Social Security are getting huge tax cuts. But again, I don't know what they would say. I would be curious to hear what their reasoning is for it. I certainly think that we've obviously got the extra money, and they ought to be giving all of that back to the Montana taxpayers. But I guess I don't know what the representatives and senators that voted against it would say. Definitely interested to know. Let's go to Nancy in Bozeman. Nancy, thanks for calling.
Yes, I'm going to change the topic a little bit. I'm going to change the topic for just a minute about Russia. I have a brother-in-law that's retired from the Navy, and he still has buddies that are in the Navy. And he has heard from his cohorts that Russians have submarines on the east, off their east coast and off our west coast, off of the coast of Hawaii. What is it, 26 miles they can't go past 22 miles closer to the coast. They have to stay past 22 miles. Well, there's all kinds of Russian subs that are 26 miles outside of the areas around the coast.
Yeah, I've seen...
And I'm just wondering if anybody's ever researched that, or...
You're the first person, Nancy, to call and to say even a single word against Russia. We've had lots of calls talking about how horrible America is and how NATO is corrupt and that we shouldn't be with our partners and allies against Russia. But you're right, Nancy. I have seen that. Russia does have subs off of our coast, and it's very, very refreshing to
monitor all transactions. But you can save up to 25% off your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Identity theft protection starts here.
Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Mic check. There we go. Thank you. Thank you, producer. David Noble filling in for Aaron Flint. Russian submarines have popped up off of the U.S. coast. Military experts say the deployment resembles Soviet-style tactics. U.S. Navy commanders are concerned that the emerging patterns of Russian nuclear submarine deployments off the U.S. coast could threaten American security. It's reported that commanders and military observers are raising the alarm over Russian submarine fleet activity off the coast of the United States. This is from the Eurasian Times. There's a whole bunch of articles out there about this. Russian submarines have been spotted more frequently in the Mediterranean and near the shores of the United States. So Russia literally having nuclear submarines right off the U.S. coast. But no, I guess they're not the bad guys and everything else. Meanwhile, Joe Biden has really, really said something very, very disturbing and just recently in an interview, basically calling for the United States to force people to accept federal legislation requiring people to support the medical transitioning of minors. And if we can get that audio clip ready to go, that would be great. Meanwhile, Senator Steve Daines, by the way, there's been a bunch of news stories recently about Senator Daines getting ready for the 2024 senatorial elections. Apparently, Tim Shahey is being recruited to run for the Republicans here in Montana against Senator Tester in 2024. I don't know if folks have heard that story about Tim Shahey, apparently a businessman here who may end up being the Republican nominee. But also, there was in Politico this morning, there was a mention about how Steve Daines, in his role as the chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, was talking to Austin Knutson as well. Let's see. Here's what Politico Playbook says. Candidate quality was the reason many people think the GOP did not do very well in the 2022 midterms. And they're saying this time it may be different because Rick Scott has been replaced by U.S. Senator Steve Daines from Montana. The NRSC spokesperson is quoted as saying, Chairman Daines has been clear. He's willing to do whatever it takes to nominate candidates who can win both a primary and a general. And it says Daines turned heads recently after taking a shot at potential Mastriano for Senate campaign in Pennsylvania. Of course, Mastriano got his butt kicked in his governor's race. This is also what Politico Playbook says about Daines. Senator Daines publicly pushed former Bush administration official and hedge fund executive David McCormick to take a run at Pennsylvania Senator Casey at the winter meeting of the NRSC. He's also been in touch with Montana businessman Tim Shahey about a challenge to Tester, according to Axios. So we've got But this is where it really gets interesting. It says, a person familiar with Danes' calls, who, like others, spoke anonymously to candidly describe backroom machinations, said he also spoke recently with West Virginia Governor Jim Justice to close the deal on a challenge to Democrat Senator Joe Manchin, as well as Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson. Now, I've heard from a lot of people that a lot of people are saying that Austin Knutson, our great, fantastic attorney general here in Montana, Attorney General Knutson, maybe he's the only guy that can actually beat Tester. I hadn't even heard of the Tim Shahey candidacy. Folks, if you guys know anything about Tim Shahey or know about the efforts to get Tim Shahey to run against Tester, you know, please call in, because Tester is as bad as it gets. Liberal Senator John Tester, a straight hardline partisan Democrat, should not be representing Montana, and we do need a very, very good candidate here in 2024 to beat John Tester. So Tim Shahey is being talked about in Politico Playbook this morning. Apparently, Senator Danes has also talked to Austin Knutson. I mean, look, we desperately need Austin Knutson in the Attorney General's office. He has been doing such a good job. And I've got story after story here about stuff that Attorney General Knutson has been doing. Attorney General Knutson has been leading the coalition against the unconstitutional New York law. He filed briefs in federal court supporting Americans' right to keep and bear arms. And there's this New York law making it a felony to possess a firearm in sensitive places, which includes any place of worship or religious observation. Think about how horrible that is. They want to prohibit you from carrying a gun in a church. We know that churches are targets of some of these mass shooters. We know that church shootings have been stopped by churchgoers carrying guns. New York trying to prohibit churchgoers from carrying guns. And thankfully, we've got Attorney General Knutson leading the coalition against that unconstitutional New York law. Attorney General Knutson supports the bill to ban TikTok in Montana. Montana AG Knutson announced his support of SB 419, which would prohibit Chinese-owned TikTok from being downloaded on devices in Montana. User data that could be shared with the CCP, infringing on Montana's right to privacy, and promotes dangerous content to minors. Attorney General Knutson asked the court for an immediate appeal in a case to protect minors, Parental Consent for Abortion Act from 2013. And I could keep going on and on and on about how great of a job Attorney General Knutson is doing. So I would hate to see him not be attorney general anymore, because he's such a good attorney general. But at the same time, getting John Tester out of there is critically, critically important for our country and for the state. And I do think Austin Knutson can beat John Tester. Let's go to the phones. We got Coach John in Kalispell. Coach John, thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning, David Noble with the K.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I tried to call in last Tuesday. Aaron and John Jackson, I call them the dynamic duo, were talking about the surplus of Montana, the money that we have to return to taxpayers. And I made a short comment, and shortly thereafter, Aaron looked at the Montana Talks app, and someone said, I think it's important, first and foremost, to mitigate the issues that created that budget surplus, which was a point that I was going to elaborate on. And it just showed me that our constituency is on the same wavelength and with our values. So I'm really proud of the legislature for immediately looking at what caused the surplus, how can we give the taxpayers a break, and then kind of sit on it to sort of have a rainy day fund, give back some money, and then figure out how best to reimburse Montana. Then this week, of course, I haven't had an opportunity to comment on the bank fiasco in California and with the Democrats and the bailout, et cetera. I've got a buddy that's a Kiwi. He's from New Zealand. His name is Dennis. He summed it up the other night. We were having a cocktail together. He said, let's put it this way, Johnny. Let's make it frank. Don't bank with Frank. It'd be like jumping on an Amtrak with the transportation secretary as the engineer. It's going to be a bloody train wreck. And it just cracked me up. And I tried to call in to share that with the Joker, John Jackson, yesterday, but I couldn't get through. Your thoughts?
No, I think that's hilarious. I think it's so telling that the bank, one of the banks that had to be taken over and saved, is literally a bank that Barney Frank, who wrote the Democrats' bill on bank regulation, is a board member. It kind of says it all right there. Senator Daines released this statement about a Montana small business owner who struggles to keep up with Biden inflation. This week, Senator Daines is highlighting Charlie Martin, a small business owner in Ravalli County. Biden's inflation crisis is not only affecting Charlie's business, but every aspect of his life. This morning, and this is actually from yesterday, but it says this morning, so yesterday morning, inflation report showed that prices continue to rise faster than wages. Montanans' paychecks have been slashed over $7,000 annually. If you actually do the math on how much inflation is happening, and then you obviously reduce that by the percentage of wage increases, you're looking at $7,000 less. Montanans have $7,000 less. And remember, this is John Tester's fault. This is Joe Biden's fault. This is the Democrat Party's fault. They're the ones that lit the inflation fire in January 2021 by pushing through a $2 trillion spending package that was completely uncalled for and completely unnecessary. Senator Daines is quoted as saying, I know Charlie's perspective isn't unique to him. Inflation is real. Prices across almost everything in Montana are higher because of Biden's economy and Tester's economy. I will continue to fight back against Biden and Senate Democrats' reckless spending and help make life more affordable to Montanans. So kudos to Senator Daines on that. Those numbers are horrific about how bad this inflation is hurting all of us Montanans. David Noble in for Aaron Flint. We'll be right back.
This is Where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordland.
The Fairness for Farmers campaign, a project by the National Farmers Union along with the Montana Farmers Union, is working to fight the monopoly crisis, as they call it, in American agriculture. Montana Farmers Union President Walter Schweitzer shares more on the education campaign.
Well, I think it's been an important program that we've started, and it really is just talking about all the issues that family farms are facing all over the nation, and sharing our stories of the anti-competitive practices that many of these corporate monopolies have been really utilizing against not only the producers but the consumers as well, and it's starting to get traction. You know, when President Biden announced his 72 executive orders that addressed anti-competitive practices, he mentioned fairness for farmers, and they actually now have a website that plays on the words fairness for farmers. So we are getting traction, and it's working. And then much of what's happening right now in the USDA and the Department of Justice are addressing many of the concerns that we've brought up in our Fairness for Farmer campaign.
That was Montana Farmers Union President Walter Schweitzer on the Fairness for Farmers campaign. I'm Lane Nordmunt.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Blink 182, one of the best bands of all time. This is David Noble with a K. I'm an attorney here in Billings. Also, you can find me online at LectureFan on every major social media platform, including Twitch.tv, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, at LCTRFAN. All right, I have a very, very disturbing clip to play from Joe Biden, and listen closely to because it's the very, very end of this clip where the most disturbing thing is said. Go ahead.
Transgender kids is a really harder thing. What's going on in Florida is, as my mother would say, close to sinful. I mean, it's just terrible what they're doing. It's not like, you know, a kid wakes up one morning and says, you know, I decided I want to become a man, or I want to become a woman, or I want to change. I mean, what are they thinking about here? They're human beings. They love, they have feelings, they have inclinations that are, I mean, it just to me is, I don't know, it's cruel. And the way we do it is we make sure we pass legislation like we passed on same-sex marriage. You mess with that, you're breaking the law, and you're going to be held accountable.
So if you don't support transing the kids, giving little kids permanently life-altering drugs and hormones and even surgeries, then Joe Biden is coming after you. And do you notice, you know what also that clip tells me? That clip tells me that I was right back in the lame duck Congress when I was on with Aaron and I was talking about how that homosexual marriage bill was going to be used to basically criminally prosecute anybody that says they disagree with homosexual marriage. That's what it was going to be. And there's no, that's not what it's going to be. Well, here we are in the middle of March, and Joe Biden has basically admitted, yes, that bill means it's against the law. It's against the law to be opposed to same-sex marriage. Straight up against. And then, you know what the other thing that really bugs me about that quote from Joe Biden is he's saying it's sinful. It's sinful to want to protect little kids from permanent medical procedures that they absolutely cannot consent to. That's one of the really, really disturbing things that you see a lot of time with these leftists and the Democrats. They'll use the Bible, they'll use religion to try to attack Christians. And that is one of the things that really, really disturbs me a lot is when these Democrats they'll twist scripture to attack Christians. And that's not a good thing. But this is John Tester's president. This is John Tester fully supports Joe Biden, and Joe Biden wants to make it a federal law that you must agree with giving treatments to little kids to change their sex or gender. Really, really disturbing stuff. I can't believe he actually went on the record. John Tester, if we had a good media, and frankly here, open invitation to John Tester right now. Please, John Tester, come on the radio right now or tomorrow or Friday and tell the people of Montana whether you agree with the Democrat President Joe Biden that there should be a federal law that forces everybody to agree with this transgender kid treatment that they are pushing. Let's hear it, John Tester. Maybe you could also tell us. You could also tell us about your $6,600 per person fundraiser in Silicon Valley the day after the Democrat president bailed them out with taxpayer dollars. All right, this was an amazing, amazing quote. From Naomi Wolf, a former advisor to President Al Gore, in a must-read long letter. It's a formal apology to conservatives. Listen to this. This is incredible. There's no way to avoid this moment. The formal letter of apology from me to conservatives and to those who put America first everywhere. I believed a farrago of lies, and as a result of these lies and my credulity and the credulity of people similarly situated to me, many conservative reputations are being tarnished on false bases. Congress convened the J6 committee, used millions of dollars in taxpayer money to turn the horrible day and that tragic event into a message point that would be used to tar a former president as a would-be terrorist and to smear all Republicans by association as insurrectionists or as insurrectionist sympathizers. Amazing to see a liberal actually say these words. That she goes on, there is no way for anyone thoughtful, even if he or she is a lifelong Democrat, not to notice that Senator Schumer did not say to the world that the footage that Tucker Carlson aired was not real. Rather, he warned that it was shameful for Fox to allow us to see it. Isn't the press supposed to want full transparency for all public interest events? How can you overuse real footage of events of national relevance? Okay, this is where it starts to get really, really good. She says, I also believed wholesale so much else that has since turned out not to be as I was told by NPR, MSNBC, and the New York Times. Okay, now here's the list. This is an incredible list. She says, this is Al Gore's advisor, Naomi Wolf, a big time leftist. She says, quote, I believe that stories about Hunter Biden's laptop were Russian propaganda. Dozens of former intel officials said so. Johns Hopkins University said so. Trump specifically cited a laptop that contained emails allegedly belonging to Hunter Biden, said CNN fact check, with plenty of double quote marks. I believe this all till it was debunked. I believe that President Trump's campaign colluded with Russia until that assertion was dropped. I believe that President Trump was a Russian asset because the legacy media I read said so. I believe the entire Steele dossier until I didn't because it all fell apart. Was there, in fact, an infamous P-tape? So many other bad things were being said about the man. Why not? I believe that President Trump instigated the riot at the Capitol because I did not know that his admonition to his supporters to assemble peacefully and patriotically had been deleted from all of the news coverage I had read. Isn't that amazing? Going through list by item by item, all of the different lies that Democrats have believed for a long, long time. Good for her. Got three messages here from the Montana Talks app, but let's first go to Ken in Billings. Ken, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. K.
that works.
Say, you got a couple things on there. One is that these people are bad-mouthing the United States about this, that, and everything else. You know, they don't realize that in Russia or China or these communist countries, you do not own anything.
Right.
You are nothing. You're nothing but a puppet. They tell you what to eat, when to go this, when to do this, how you dress, what you can talk, and if you want to watch TV, they have their own special programs of propaganda and so on and so forth. I think these people are either daffy or they don't have a clue about anything. I think if maybe you take about two dozen of these people and drop them off into China and let's see how they're going to fare. Because then once they open up their mouth how bad things are, somebody's going to put a bullet in their head.
That's exactly what happens. Yeah, that's exactly what happens.
And then the other thing, too, I gotta say, you know, if these people don't like this this country, I can help them out. Whether if I put him in a little box or ship him out to someplace. But the big thing is with this guy, Tester. This man is nothing but an overbloated bag of wind. This man doesn't have a clue. Why is it that a poor farmer that maybe was worth maybe $100,000, now in this day and age, he's worth millions? If he didn't have his handout and his bank account is being fed by the
.com/free.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana owned. Online at grizzlygoldandsilver.com.
This is where Montana talks. You're listening to Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We're talking to Ken in Billings, and honestly, Ken, when you called in and started talking, I honestly was like, hold on, is this the same guy that sent a message? And no, you're not. But listen to this. Marsha writes in. Marsha says, Mr. Noble, I would say to all who have been giving all the negative lip service to this great country to pack your bags, pick a country, and get out of here. I guarantee they will find wherever they choose to go will never measure up to this great country. You know, I'm convinced that all of the people that hate American foreign policy don't want us supporting our partners and allies around the world and all of that stuff, I'm convinced that a lot of them haven't traveled very much, haven't spent a lot of time reading and learning about the rest of the world. I do think some international travel does everybody a lot of good. Anyway, Ken, let me let you finish your comment.
There's a thing, Ken. This administration is talking about changing the sex of our children and everything else. How would it be like if you take somebody like Al Gore or these big Democratic Party leaders to go in there and take their children and go in there and start lopping off parts? See what they would do. All right. I mean, this is going against everything that real people. I mean, we have, when I look at it this way, it seems that we have zombies running this whole country now. They have no faith in God. They have no conscience, and they have no morals whatsoever. All they want to do is think for themselves and have power, power, and power.
Hey, well, Ken, you're lucky that John Tester and Joe Biden haven't gotten their way yet, because they want to make a federal law that basically says you're not allowed to disagree with that. States are not allowed to protect their kids. Really horrific stuff. And anybody, if we had a fair media, and anybody that talks to John Tester must ask him, John Tester, do you agree with Joe Biden that the federal government should prohibit states from protecting their kids? Let me get through a lot of these messages here on the Montana Talks app. We got Sunk in Billings says, I do think China and Russia are horrible countries. Well, that's good. They are highly against American values. Britain and NATO are right there with them, though. Facepalm. No, no, no. Britain and China, or I'm sorry, what was it? Britain and NATO. Britain and NATO are nowhere close as evil and as corrupt as Russia and China. I beg of you people, please inform yourselves about how horrible Russia and China are and what they really do and how anti-American Russia and China are. If you are comparing America and Britain and NATO to communist dictatorships, I'm sorry, that's uninformed. All right, we got another message here, a bunch of them. Let me get through these. We have Right On John in Livingston says, heck, we have a Russian in the space station right now. That must have, let me see. Right On John had also sent a message. Where are the North Korean subs? Where are the CCP Chinese subs? Does Iran have subs? And if so, where are they? Good question. All we know is that it's Russia that has subs off America's coast. It's not Britain. It's not NATO. And if they do, that's because they're our allies. They're our friends. We're working with them. America has friends and allies around the world and partners. Call it what you want, friend, ally, partner. But these are countries that don't hate America, that have. At least a semblance of opposition to dictatorships and to authoritarian. Jeff in Joliet writes in, says, what about single fathers? Discrimination against single fathers is strong in Montana. Thank you, Jeff. And yeah, I mean, the whole tax thing, it's like, yeah, why don't we get rid of taxes on single fathers? Why don't we get rid of taxes on single mothers? You know, that's my whole point about the Social Security thing is that, look, there's lots of people that need tax cuts. I support all of them. I said I was wrong by opposing the elimination of income taxes on Social Security, and I stand by that. I think it's a good idea. It's a good tax cut. Let's get that tax cut through. But let's also get a bunch of other tax cuts through. What about, you know, we could go through a whole list of people, but We've talked about that enough. Let's go. We've got Cranky Farmer in Inverness, if I pronounce that right. It says, if you think we have a problem with single-parent households, see what happens when we incentivize women to not marry because of tax benefits. I think we're seeing that, which is, I think, your point. All right, Dennis in Bozeman writes in and says, Putin is a ruthless former head of the KGB. Having said that, why do we, the people, foot the whole bill to defend Ukraine? First of all, we're not footing the whole bill. It's Ukrainians that are fighting this war, and all of our allies are also footing the bill. But the reason that we support Ukraine is because it's in our national security interest, and the bang for the buck. And here's the deal: if you want to complain about federal spending, you know, $25 billion to Ukraine is not the place to start. And here's the other thing that folks always forget. The number one reason we have a federal government is for national security, foreign policy, and the military. That's constitutional spending. Where's everybody complaining about the trillions in unconstitutional entitlement and welfare spending? All right, folks, we'll be back tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Hope you all don't hate me because you disagree on one issue. This is David Noble filling in for Aaron Flint.